Today's guest is Action Roofing owner Jack Martin, who needs no introduction because I don't have one. But from memory, I remember meeting Jack at 6 South Salinas. I was in escrow, and it was probably early 1989, and not too long after Jack started, and he was out looking in the backyard. There was kind of a room addition with a funky roof extension, and he was there. And I have that vivid memory, and he's been a sponsor of Radio Real Estate for many, many years. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate, Jack Martin.
Well, thanks, Mark. What's that? If I can do math in my head, is that 36 years ago?
11, and you're right. You're right. You started, I started December of 87. Oh, no, it might have been 1988. It might have been the spring of 1988. You started when?
85, but so that puts me in my 20s back then. My goodness.
Yeah, you know.
Long time ago.
You know, it's just amazing. It's always impressed me. I remember back in the day, you used to say, I think you'd go on appointments with a phone book and open up the phone book to roofing and show all the people, that all the different roofers that weren't there anymore. Am I remembering that correctly?
Most people don't even know what a phone book is these days, but yes, there's a lot of names in there, and everybody did everything alphabetically back then, so you tried to pick a name that would put you more towards the front, but, you know, that's a different period of life.
Okay, so you're...
Life has changed and evolved.
We can't even relate. I think you and I are kind of a good age to have seen everything before and now everything after. Action Roofing, been around since 1985. They do any kind of roof. They cover, you do Santa Barbara and San Ynez, is that primarily?
Yeah, we go Santa Barbara, we go down to Ventura, and then up to San Maria, Lompoc area also. So,
oh, nowhere. Okay. And then not too long ago, they started Action Energy, which we'll touch on later, that does solar installation. So, and then, of course, they have the gutter and downspout division, but roofing is what Jack does. So, first of all, we want to talk about a couple things, but I called Jack and I said, hey, why don't you come on? I keep seeing these commercials for painting your roof. But before we do that, I should know you started in 85 because you're celebrating your 40th anniversary and you have a 40th anniversary special. Who was that for and what is it?
Well, you know, back in 1985, I started my company and I was servicing really the real estate industry, you know, and back in the day, I mean, I remember Gloria Carmichael and Don Saunders. I mean, I don't know if the old Coldwell Banker people, but, you know, I would do anything for realtors to be able to get my foot in the door and get to know some people, and they kind of helped me out. And so, you know, throughout all the years, I've done a lot of inspections through the real estate market, and I've gotten to know many of the realtors and a lot of contacts through the realtors. So I really appreciate that. And since it's my 40th anniversary, I decided that I wanted to give 40% off of what we typically charge for a real estate transaction of a roof inspection. So that's the special that we're running through the end of this year, to be able to say thanks to all the realtors for all the great referrals that they've given me and the growth of my company throughout all these years. So that's my special. So our average roof inspection is probably around $500. And so you can do the math and take 40% off of that. That probably drops it down to a little under $300.
Okay, Action Roofing. If you're a realtor and you're representing or going to represent a buyer, having a roof inspection today is almost, you know, you do a home inspection, you do a chimney inspection, you do a sewer lateral inspection, you do a pest inspection, you do a roof inspection. And I got to tell you, Jack did a roof inspection for me back in the early 2000s. I don't know why I did a roof inspection. The roof was virtually brand new. And it turned out the installation was completely wrong. That would have shortened the life to nothing. And the seller had to put on a new roof. I just can't believe that. So if you're a buyer's agent or you're a seller's agent, you want to get a roof inspection in advance of listing that a lot of sellers do, you can call Action Roofing. And I guess the number is 966-3696.
Yes, it is.
805-966-3696. And if you're an agent and you want a roof inspection for your listing or for your buyer through the end of the year, 40% off. That's very generous of you, and that's great news. So I called you because I keep seeing these commercials, and these guys are up there, and they're saying, oh, you don't have to get a new roof. If you're kind of towards the end of your roof, you could paint your roof. And they show these guys with these giant wands, you know, ceiling painting a roof. And I started thinking about this text coat where they say you could, you know, stucco your house and you can last forever. They did that with my house and half of it failed. I have to redo it. But the other half's doing well. So it was the installation problem. And I started thinking, oh, what is that process? Does it work? And what I don't know anything about it. So Jack, what do you know about the process of painting your roof instead of having to replace it?
Well, I mean, there's been roof restoration products out for as long as I've been in business. I mean, I remember back in the day when there used to be these guys going around knocking door to door, and they would spray linseed oil on a roof and say that it's going to make your shingles last longer. And this product is specifically for asphalt shingles, because as asphalt shingles get older, they dry out and they lose their flexibility. They lose their granulation, which protects it from the sun. And that's essentially what causes a roof to need replacement. So these guys have taken linseed oil to a new mix, and they now use what's called a soybean-based product. And it's supposed to give it more flexibility. Well, first of all, this is only for asphalt shingles. I've had people inquire to me, hey, Jack, can I spray that stuff on my tile roof? I said, no, it's not designed for that.
And there's no need. Your tile roof's going to outlive you.
Well, yes, the tile roof will last forever. It's the underlayment that's below.
Exactly.
That's going to wear out. But you can't spray anything on the underlayment because the tile's in the way.
Right.
But, you know, probably the biggest company that's out there right now, and you probably see advertisements constantly, at least I do, and it's called RoofMax. And they're selling people saying, hey, you don't need to replace your roof. You could add life to it. And so cost-wise, it's about $3,000 to $6,000. And it's supposed to make the shingles more flexible. And when they spray their product, they give a warranty for flexibility only. So they say your shingles will stay flexible for 5 years. But it doesn't fix leaks.
It doesn't address doesn't address the underlayment.
Well, it doesn't address if there's any existing leaks or if there's any leaks in the future. And so that's where people get confused. They're thinking that they have a five-year warranty on a roof that they don't need to replace at this time. And it's something that is misconceiving to folks, thinking that they're going to have a roof that's going to last longer. And unfortunately, the biggest issue that these days is insurance. And insurance companies are out there canceling people left and right. I don't know if you've had any experience with it, but I personally have, where my insurance company came in and canceled my policy for me, not due to my roof, but because of a tree that was in the way. But they're looking for reasons. And a roof, if it's greater than 15 years, they want a letter from a roofing contractor saying there's life left in it, or they want the roof replaced. And the insurance companies really aren't allowing this restoration process to give them a policy renewal if the roof is greater than 15 years old. So it becomes a little bit more challenging. And, you know, are you throwing good at bad? You know, you may be able to prolong the life of the roof some, but you never know what's going to happen in the future as far as if there's going to be any leaks due to not just the flexibility of the product, but an act of God, something hitting the roof or whatnot. So as the roof gets older, the shingles get brittle and they break easier.
Now, so. My guest, Action Roofing owner Jack Martin, Action Roofing, primarily San Ynez, Santa Barbara, but down to Ventura, up to Santa Maria, Lompoc as well. And the 40th anniversary, he's been in business 40 years. If you're a realtor, you want a roof inspection through the end of the year for your buyer or seller, 40% off, 40th anniversary special, Action Roofing. 805-966-3696. Should do something to get the Association of Realtors know and different offices to announce at their office meetings. If you want, I could announce it at our office meeting, Jack. But getting back, so the asphalt shingles, they get older, they get drier, you could see it. Is that going to cause a leak necessarily? Or contribute?
Not necessarily, but it can contribute to it, sure, if the shingle cracks.
Right, right.
All the way through, that can cause a problem. But a lot of times, you know, there's issues around chimneys, penetrations, walls, valleys, that are underlying issues that any of these solutions that they're spraying on top of roofs isn't going to address.
You're kind of scaring me, because I think you put my roof on about 15 years ago. I think it was 2008. I got the 50-year roof, and I wonder if I should have you or one of your guys come out and do a, after 15 years, you go out, maybe make sure this everything's sealed, do an inspection. Is that a common thing that you do for roofs you put on?
Well, I mean, there's no doubt that you need maintenance. I mean, constantly need maintenance to keep the roof clean, to make sure that any of the sealants are not cracking. So, but your roof is going to last 30 to 50 years. Really, it's going to last around 30
years. So if I get a letter from my insurance company, maybe before I get the letter, I should have you guys come out and do some maintenance and, you know, do a visual, and you could maybe tell me, if I had the letter from my insurance company, you can tell me and you can say, oh yeah, no, it's got life left. You would pass muster for an insurance inquiry. Is that reasonable?
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. If you want to be proactive, you can certainly do that. Proactive is having it, some repairs done, and then having some photos taken saying, hey, listen, this was well performed on this particular date. And so,
I'm kind of, you know, anal and fastidious. It's been 15 years, but it's, like you say, it should last 30 to 50 years. I'm 69 years old, so I won't need a new roof in the next 15 years. I'm dying at age 84. You're a couple of years younger than me, so I hope you're still running this business. Action Roofing owner Jack Martin. All right. And you can't go rent or buy a sprayer and put this stuff on yourself?
Oh, I'm sure that you can do anything that you want. I'm sure you could find the product somewhere, and there's a whole bunch of different companies that supply this, but is it something that I would recommend? No.
No, better off just having you come out, seal what needs to be sealed, make sure there's no imperfections that can be corrected. And, okay, that sounds fair. Speaking of a do-it-yourself, getting on your roof, I remember I had Lens Pest Control come out and do a rodent survey, and it was cheap. And then they said for $300, you know, we'll go up and do it, and some involved getting on the roof, and I paid them. And I haven't had any rodent intrusion since. I don't want to fall off a ladder. When I heard you fell off a ladder, and not only did you fall off your ladder, but you got seriously injured, I just thought, there's no hope for the rest of us, because you have been up and down on ladders every day for over 40 years. When did this happen? I've never asked you directly. I remember hearing about it and exchanging texts with you. About when did this happen, and what happened?
Well, first of all, I didn't fall off a ladder. I rode a ladder to the ground. unfortunately. So it was January the 19th, 2023, about 7 a.m. in the morning. I'm up on top of a roof on slippery concrete in a damp morning. And I had gone up and down the ladder a couple times and went to go back on it. And I put one foot onto it and dropped down. And all of a sudden, the ladder started going out from underneath. And I rode it down to the bottom, and lots of injuries, broken pelvis, separated shoulder, cracked ribs, other things that I don't even want to mention.
Broken pelvis, cracked ribs. What else did you say?
Separated shoulder, ruptured urethra, you know, stuff
so
like that.
Just unbelievable injuries. So you say rode down a ladder. So you were on the roof, 7 a.m., wet morning. What does that mean, rode down the ladder? What happened? You stepped off the roof onto the ladder, and the ladder moved?
The ladder kicked out from the bottom. And so it went sliding from the bottom out, and I'm just on the ladder riding it down. So.
Oh, my God. And there's really nothing else you can do. It's not as if you see people on skyscrapers that have ropes attached to them. You can't be doing that. That is...
Well. It wasn't pleasant. I survived it, and I'm back to normal again, thank God. But certainly, there's a lot more precautions that are taken at Action Roofing, now having these big, huge rubber boots at the bottom of every ladder and making sure that every ladder is tied off, because the last thing I'd ever want to see is one of my employees get hurt the same way I did, because it was not pleasant.
Well, that's a great story. I got a friend, Blake Fuentes, he's a painting contractor, and I'm going to send him this segment and make sure he listens to it and make sure he's got, whatever you did to the base of your ladders. I want you to text me or email me, and I want to make sure he's got it too. Thanks for sharing that story. Did you ever watch this story is from Jack Martin. He's the owner of Action Roofing. He's been a sponsor for forever, 10 years, 15 years, I don't even know. Met him in 1988, and it's his 40th anniversary special. If you're a realtor, you get 40% off through the end of the year. If you're a seller, you're going to put your house on the market, or a buyer in escrow, you call Action Roofing 805-966-3696, and you can get a roof inspection 40% off. It's huge. Did you ever watch the TV show 6 Feet Under?
No, I don't think I have.
It was an HBO show. It was on when The Sopranos was on. It was one of the best shows I've seen on television. And the series finale was one of the most unique series finale of any show, even if you hated the series. That series finale. Anyway, this family ran a funeral home. Mortuary funeral home, and they lived in this big old house, and it was part of there, and the basement, they did everything, and every episode started with someone dying, and they would then, you know, they would be the mortuary to handle that, and then there was all kinds of other things going on, and so you'd see a guy, like you were on this ladder, and you're thinking, oh, this guy's going to fall off the ladder, and then the guy down at the base is holding the ladder, and maybe he has a heart attack, so it was all this, you know, misdirection. But if you ever get a chance to watch 6 Feet Under, it's worth seeing. Okay, just got a couple of minutes left, Jack. You've got a gutter and downspout division, and you have Action Energy. There are more commercials for this spraying your roof, and then leaf gutter. All of a sudden, leaf gutter. Do you guys do something similar to leaf gutter? Something? Do you like that? What do you think of that?
Well, I mean, you know, leaf screen is great. You know, this is another marketing ploy that, I mean, they've spent a lot of money on advertising to, you know, make leaf gutters. I mean, to me, I can't even believe that someone could market that product and spend as much money as they're spending to market it to homeowners. But it's a good product from the standpoint of, you know, you fill up your gutters with debris that they'll clog and it will overflow. But there's products that are very similar to it that we install. And cost-wise, you know, I think that Leaf Gutter is probably, well, obviously the most expensive because of their marketing campaign that they have to support.
I know. I heard him say, you know, you can spend as little as $50 a month. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, how much is this thing going to cost? So Action Roofing, you can have someone come out and give you an estimate to put on some kind of leaf gutter guard, no charge, right? No charge for the inspection.
Yeah, no charge for the proposal, yes.
Okay.
And you know, there's no doubt that, you know, the leaf guard people are much more expensive than anything that you would get done locally.
Right. Right, and it's a legitimate thing, and so there you go. So you don't need to call Leaf Gutter; you can call Action Roofing. And I just got another minute, Jack. Action Energy, Kirk still running that division?
Kirk is still running that division, doing a great job. You know, so, unfortunately, with the whole solar thing, from a homeowner standpoint, is that at the end of this year, the 30% tax credit is going to go away. At least it is still slated to be that. So it was supposed to go through 2030, but the big, beautiful bill nixed that. And so the 30% tax credit for residential is going to go away at December 31st. So it's going to make us extremely busy through that period. We're hoping that something may change. Commercial still is going to stay in play for some period, but from a homeowner standpoint, anybody that wants to do solar, the 30% tax credit certainly has been a game changer for most people, because if you spend $30,000 on a solar system, you're going to get $9,000 back. So
okay, Action Roofing. Action Roofing for roofs and downspouts, leaf gutters. Action Energy for solar panels and battery backups. Main number 805-966-3696. Action Roofing owner Jack Martin. Great to talk to you. Thanks for educating us.
Mark, always great chatting with you.
Okay, man. Well,
hopefully you had a great fiesta, and we will talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks. Take care. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Last week, I started to read something when I was trying to get my guest, the 100-year-old realtor, on the phone about open house signs. I'll tell you that when we return. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.